as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and I'm joined with the incredible Dr. Janice Schmidt, the illustrious Nicola Burnett, and the ghetto doctor of them all, Mr. Hero of mine. That would be Dr. Henry Ely, coolest doctor, as my daughter Sierra says, in the whole world. I agree. All right. Those are the four of us. We're all here and all together. It feels like a long time since we've seen consistency week by week, having all four of us host on for the Friday events, which I'm very excited about. Remember, you can tell all your freedom friends they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at AmericaOutLoud.com on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. Just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or Alexa, whatever you need to listen to your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio is being sponsored by GlobalHealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective liver detoxing protocol on earth. Go do it. You can use the discount code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all at GlobalHealing.com. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of the wonderful AOL sponsors at AmericaOutLoud.shop. I'm expecting, as always, this is going to be a great show. Why? Because these are great humans that I get to hang out with each week. That is a blessing I am always in reverence and humble of. So I'm excited to be here. Let's talk about some journeys, shall we? Actually, Ely, say hi to the group.
What up?
What was that? Awesome. That was awesome. Is that one of the ladies?
No, that was for the ladies, I guess. All right. Dr. Janice Schmidt, say hello.
Hi, friends.
Yeah. And Nicola Burnett, say hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, now off air, we just had a discussion. Nicola Burnett just came back from European countries. I just came back from London, which happens to be inside of an English country, also in Europe, supposedly. Just got back a couple days ago. But Nicola Burnett, where were you in Europe? And we were having a discussion off air. We want to continue in this radio show right now, Looking for Healing Radio. All right, what several countries did you go visit? Let's recap.
I went to go visit Austria and Czech Republic, and that was in that part of the world, and had a very interesting experience while I was there. I was sharing with you guys that every time I travel, being where there's a lot of people in close quarters, I really struggle with the frequencies from everybody's cell phone and the Wi-Fi and the plane. And I have all kinds of contraptions. I have these bags of special rocks that I put on either side of me. I got like the Mr. T kit, you know, EMF jewelry that I wear. I mean, I got the hat. I mean, I just have to do that or I can't travel. And so I brought all of that and was away and for about eight days, I guess it was. And on the way back, I was... the plane was coming down into landing into Seattle, and it was right, you know, at that level, not quite where the tire hits the road, but you can see things quite clearly on the ground. And man, all of a sudden, I got hit with a wall of frequency and just had such a headache. And then it never stopped. We landed in Seattle, caught my next flight back to Vegas, and I just the usual, just kind of sick the whole time on the flight back, because I had, you know, people sitting around me on their giant iPhones and doing whatever they do, and I just suffer through this whole. I'm just kind of used to it now. It's just the way that it is for me. And so I was home for about the first 24 hours, and I realized that I was experiencing a level of calmness and joy I don't think I've experienced since maybe college. I mean, it's been a long time. I was like, that's thinking awesome back, when did I actually feel this way? And so that was the first day. And then by the second day, I woke up and had horrible, horrible headache, horrible, I mean, I don't know what else to call it, but dementia. I couldn't make anything happen. I was wandering around, you know, my home, trying to focus and get things done. I had trouble feeding myself. And it reminded me of my grandmother when she had Alzheimer's, and she would kind of look at the spoon and not, you know, recognize it, but not really know what to do with it. And
sure.
And it was the weirdest thing. For 3-4 hours, it was like I would get hungry and then I would go and do something in the kitchen. Then I'd walk away and have like no memory of anything that I did that. I was burning food.
What do you think that was attributed to?
Oh, I think this is all frequency. I think this is all the you know, the 5G and the EMFs and the Bluetooth and the solar and the, I mean, you name it.
And why do you think that?
Smart, I mean,
didn't
that.
Europe have just as much of the stuff there as we do here?
No, that was the interesting thing. I was searching for cell towers, looking for them, because I always do that just to kind of get a feel for where they are and kind of prepare myself. I was hard pressed to find them. It was very difficult to find them. And when I did find them, there'd be just a couple of the 5G panels on top of a high building. That was it. That was it. And I did a couple, you know, it was for business while I was there, but I did a couple tourist things where you'd, you know, climb these high towers and whatnot and castles and whatnot. And, you know, so I had aerial views and for long distances, nothing, couldn't see a thing. And just all the typical situations, like being in a car with navigation and somebody on the phone, 8 minutes. I've timed it over and over. It takes 8 minutes. And I'm just to the point where I'm totally sick. And I have to ask people to pull over or get out of the car or get off the phone or something. And it never happened. And I was in the car with people on the phone for 40 minutes. Nothing, nothing. I didn't even know that was possible. So
is that because they build cars there that can shield EMFs better than they do in America that you were riding around in, Nicola?
Absolutely not.
No, that's not what it is.
that's a lovely concept, but absolutely not. So I'm just tickled pink to know that there is a place on planet Earth that I can go, that I don't have to have the experience that I typically have. So, you know, we've been talking about this EMF stuff, and Henry, you've been doing a lot of research. Any thoughts that get kicked up around this?
A whole bunch.
I figured.
Oh my God, a whole
Please
bunch.
Share.
Well, I think I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Robert O. Becker. He since passed on in 2008, but he left a roadmap, and I really am grateful for it. A lot of technical writing is really dry. He actually recounts not just the research that he was doing on salamanders and learning about DC current and how it's so instrumental, but we just learned. So I just learned something that blew my mind over the weekend from his work. Have you, any of you heard of the theory? It's not a theory, it's a fact. Have you heard of dedifferentiation, cell dedifferentiation?
Not that I recall.
Okay. I had neither. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? He showed that by leaving the body at the correct DC current and by introducing silver into a wound, that fibroblasts, which are cells that make collagen and build the matrix for bones and all this other stuff, have the ability to do something in humans just like they have the ability to do in other animals, like a salamander that's known for its ability to regenerate a limb. And that is dedifferentiate. So we know you take a cell, you take a stem cell is going to differentiate into a specific type of cell, red blood cell, immune cell, myocyte, whatever. And then it's going to just keep replicating versions of that. What we're taught in medical school is it can't reverse that process. It can't dedifferentiate and become a stem cell again. He showed just the opposite in his studies. He proved that a fibroblast can actually dedifferentiate with the presence of silver, and at the right DC current, it can actually become a stem cell again at any age. And then it can decide, the body can decide what needs to happen for the healing to take place. So, you know, you're reading stuff like that from him, but the cool, and that's that's mind blowing right there, right off the bat, because it tells us that we can use colloidal silver potentially as a semiconductor in the cell, which is great. You know, something we're going to be exploring with people who are recovering right now. But what it becomes, which is really fascinating, is he tells you like the stories behind how they got to these findings and everything, and what was going on in the political spectrum behind the scenes, and how the people were just trying to thwart him and his research teams at every twist and turn, because he's one step removed from like the Department of Defense, you know. And this is where you're like, he lays out point blank, we have a big problem. This is in 1985 that he publishes the Body Electric. He lays out point blank that we have a major problem on our hands on the horizon, EMFs, and that we have absolutely not approached this at any reasonable level of safety or anything like that. It's always profit, 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 or whatever the Department of Defense wants for weaponizing it. And what ends up happening, Nicola, is like you get to a place where you are so immersed in these EMFs all the time that your body is an adaptive organism. It's going to adapt to it. And what he showed in another study, or at least he references another study, where they showed that rats who are exposed to EMFs would unconsciously, their body would recognize a attack, a threat, and go into fight or flight mode. Right, Hans C.A. and all of his great work with the stress of life and everything. And what they showed in the study, it might have been a Russian study, as a matter of fact, where they measured the cortisol levels of what was going on for people in the EMFs. And what they came to was the conclusion was that in a low-level EMF that is so somewhat imperceptible, your body is still going to go into an adaptive fight-or-flight mode, producing more cortisol. But it's also going to come with mental, emotional changes that you cannot pinpoint, such as suicidal ideation in people, such as anxiety, such as depression, such as being removed from things, especially, and this is one of the another little gem, prolactin isn't just the hormone that moms produce when right before birth and, you know, all that to widen the birth canal and make the body real limber. It's actually conductive. And what they showed in some of the studies was that prolactin, if it's deficient, is going to reduce conductivity, but not the experience of being in that EMF field from the body's perspective. So what does that mean? It means that if you're not getting touched, because that's how we release prolactin, kiss, touch, connection, right? That's how we release this wonderful conductive neurohormone. If you're not getting touched, aka you've been isolated, stay at home, locked down, da 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 da, your prolactin levels are going to go down, but you're in a constant EMF field because the 5G towers went up. Your cortisone levels are going to start skyrocketing, and you aren't going to be able to explain rationally why you are feeling the way you are feeling, which is now going to potentially start driving some people crazy. And of course, with crazy comes bad decisions and not understanding that it was in the field they were in the entire time. So when you get out of that field and you get to feel what it's like without being immersed in that, you said, hey, I felt like I haven't felt that good since I was in college, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it ain't just the food, it's the field you're in. You're in a different field. And this is where Russians and Eastern Europe looks at EMFs differently than the West does, because the West based all of our studies and what are safe levels of EMFs on whether or not, this is literal, folks, whether or not you can cook a dog. This is a 1950 study by the DOD through the Army, I think it was, the Army Division, where they were showing that if you amplify and increase the intensity of EMF fields, they can actually be used as weapons to cook animals. They called it an electromagnetic flamethrower, is what they referred to it as.
Brings back visions of Maui, doesn't it?
You got it, right? Directed energy weapon.
Right.
Okay. And so anyway, I have a lot of thoughts on that, but Nicola, I think the proof is always in what we feel. And, you know, it's undeniable what we feel. And that's what you experienced. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, we need to, these cells, to me, this whole plandemic crap was all about, a false flag. We're going to be talking about spike glycoprotein and all this other stupid shit. Pardon my French. We're going to be talking about all this other stupid stuff. And then we're going to be talking about, you know, the shots. And we're all arguing over all these other, and the shots are bioweapons. Make no mistake about it. But what are we not talking about? We are not talking about the things that went up in every neighborhood all around the world, pretty much all at the same time. And as long as we're not talking about that, we're of no threat to them.
Yep. I've thought that always. And by the way, I just want to mention two other things, if I may. The feelings that by the second day I was experiencing intense feelings of hopelessness, suicidal ideations, just what's the point, anxiety, waking up in the middle of the night, all that stuff. And another interesting thing that I mentioned to you guys offline was, out of nowhere, my pet, when I was kind of dealing with this weird dementia kind of experience, my pet had a seizure. And I've never seen that. Never once has that happened. And, you know, they always talk about how the pets are a reflection of the parent. And so I just felt like, I just looked at that and I was like, what the, you know, is that an outward expression of what's going on in my body that's getting mirrored through my animal? And I believe it was. And I haven't seen that since. And well, I've never seen that before.
I watched a woman run around in her backyard and watched all of her pets going crazy during an emergency broadcasting system test. I watched a lady with her millions of bees going crazy, reacting to the same EMF field. That was Dr. Janice Schmidt running around her yard with all the bees going nuts during the frequency, just as everyone else was going to be able to feel. And it was pretty evident that even the animal kingdom is going to pick up on the same things we're feeling, obviously.
Yeah.
Interpreting. Well, did you notice while you're in Europe, you felt the same calmness while in Europe? Not just being around people being on a phone for 8 minutes, but did you feel different being in Europe?
You know, I felt good while I was there, and I was so distracted and the jet lag, because, you know, it's 24 hours of travel one way, 24 hours back, and I was gone for 8 days. So there was a little bit of a challenge there. But I'd have to say, just the fact that I wasn't feeling any of these things while I was there the whole 8 days, that just in and of itself made me feel better. So, yeah.
I'm glad you had that experience. You may want to consider moving to Europe one day. We can do the show from Europe. We can do this international. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It doesn't really matter, We could do the show anywhere.
You can go to Antarctica if you want to.
Yeah.
How many towers are in Antarctica? They don't let too many people go down there. There's not very much cell service. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I'm sure there's a lot more than we might think. Down there. I'm sure there's some mega harp tower or something down there.
Sure there is, probably. Yep. Well, that's pretty miraculous. I'm glad you recognize that frequencies are a big deal and not something that too many people are still talking about, and they should be. This is a massive attempt at causing injury, harm, and mental and emotional and spiritual upheaval.
Can I say something? Maybe I'll do it after the break, because we're up against it right now. But hey, I sent something to you all about the solfeggio tones. Solfeggio frequencies. And I think I'm going to do some more research on that this weekend, but I'm going to set the Rife machines to the primaries at least, and let's start testing out the primaries. We were already using one, 528, but let's test out all of them and see if we can really
send me the list. I want to test them.
All right, let's do it. All right. Well, I'm going to shut up. We got to go to break. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages, everyone. Bye.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus and strengthen recall. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back, guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code Out Loud.
All right, welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. It's being brought to you by Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you, led by an awesome doctor named Dr. Henry Ely. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and much more. Join the EHI family. Let's make tomorrow amazing. Go to www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Dr. Henry Ely, name something you guys have released most recently that you think audiences should take advantage of at the energetichealthinstitute.org.
Well, we actually did this in conjunction with Healing for the Ages. So if you haven't gotten your free EMF guide and read through it and watched the two videos that we showed, then it's going to be hard for us to help you on this EMF issue. Amen, let me tell that. You. But I got to tell you, I am in love. First of all, thank you so much for the muscle testing the way you do it, because it really honed in on that copper. And I did a little test last couple weeks where I stopped taking the bioactive copper from Global Healing, and I wasn't getting a same response on the grounding sleep system. I was starting to wake up groggy again. But bear in mind, everybody, my levels of copper were tapped out. I was like at the bottom of the bottom. I was in the 2.5% percentile or something ridiculous.
Yep.
So I have some rebuilding to do. But as soon as I started introducing that Global Healing's bioactive copper again, boom, instantly with the sleep system, like same night, everything started going right back. But I wanted to ask you all, like, because I know you're on it, Brian, you went to Europe. So did you notice a difference between when you were on the sleep system at your home and when you're in Europe, or did you notice nothing? What did you notice?
Actually, just reflecting with Nicola here about her trip to Europe, I actually felt great the whole time I was there. And I actually can tell you, I never actually saw a cell phone tower that I could remember. And I usually can see them. Most of us don't go on trips for sightseeing of cell towers like Nicola Burnett and I. However, we just happened to notice we could see them very much. But anyway, I did feel good while I was there. Felt great when I got back, but I enjoy the grounding mats. I enjoy the grounding sheets. I still, after the second day getting back, am waking up before my alarm like you were. And I do take the bioactive copper every single day. The grounding mats have been a great adjunct to my sleeping system, and I'm absolutely in love with them.
We got a real positive testimonial back today. Somebody who had tinnitus for the last 2 years following an inability to really taste, smell kind of thing, you know, which she attributed to COVID. But she texted me today and said, hey, this is the first time since I've been on the grounding sleep system. I started a couple weeks ago. This is the first time I'm actually able to not hear any ringing in my ear.
That's awesome.
And this is the first time that I'm able to actually smell. She said she almost teared up because she could smell a tangerine for the first time in years, you know, and it smelled like a tangerine, you know.
That's so miraculous.
Clearly there's something here, folks, with the sleep system of at least giving you, it's like giving you that break every day that you need from the constant bombardment of EMF. So Nicola, I don't know if you've gotten one, but I would love to see you get one and see how you feel on it, especially since you're so sensitive. I mean, you'll hopefully be able to feel it instantly, the positive effects.
Yeah. Hey, I'm into it. I'll try anything.
I think Nicola already sleeps on the ground. You sleep in a tent.
I do. On ground.
She's grounding all night. She's
sleeping. Yeah, you're going to do better than Mother Earth. So, but for everybody else, go to energetichealthinstitute.org and get that free guide. All right, go and get it. It's we have right on the homepage. We have a direct link to it. You can just go. It's on one of the sliders. Just go straight to it. Sign up, get it straight away, and read it and start putting into play. It's going to change your life for the better.
I agree 1,000%.
Hey, on all that note, I want to hear about Brian's trip.
Oh, all right. So I guess we'll talk about London. All right. So I went to London. I was asked to go there, spent 5 days there, and was asked to speak over a 2-day conference. Alistair is the gentleman who flew us out there. He's got a clinic called Battersea Park Clinic in Kensington, which is one of the richer areas of London, and asked me to come and do a presentation there at Kensington Hall, is what it was called. Went to the Great Hall. Had like 500 people there in attendance. This was Jason Shirko was there. The Battersea Clinic is one of those EES centers in England. They invited Dr. Sandra Michaels and Jason Shirko to come present to a whole bunch of EES center owners all over Europe and in Africa. So we'd had like 12 or 16 different countries represented. I was asked to come. If they actually wanted one more person that they thought would be able to draw audiences there and bring truce to England. And they reached out to me and I actually happened to be available. So we flew out there and Alistair and the entire audiences were floored by the presentations that I gave. So I just decided to be first. Let me just get my presentations out of the way and let y'all talk about your EES systems, training for the clinicians and all those owners that were there. Let me just drop some truth bombs all over England. In England, in London, in the area we were, the people who were hosting the event said that there were no nicotine patches or gums on shelves anywhere in London that were accessible. So we physically from our home shipped cases of gum and patches to England before we went there. And the organizers put it out at a table and all those sold. We took the Lucy gum, the rugby patches, and they just went crazy. Within an hour, they were all gone. So that was quite fun for the audiences and for the host there to be able to sell those and provide those to people. When in the UK itself, and I discussed with the audiences there was a King speech just a couple months ago where they announced that individuals born after January 1st, 2009 will no longer be allowed to purchase any nicotine product or tobacco product in England.
Whoa.
And by the year 2030, they will ban all access to any tobacco and nicotine products commercially in England. They will no longer be available. So between now and 2030, there will be no tobacco products, no nicotine products allowed to be sold commercially in England. So if anybody's going to benefit from tobacco, they will have to grow their own in England. So I came there to discuss what the assault against nicotine is and tobacco. And I did a presentation that I had started in Los Angeles, but wasn't able to finish. I actually took the audiences through 15 known diseases that are singularly cured with tobacco and nicotine. And those conditions included Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, autism, schizophrenia, ulcerative colitis, arthritis, sepsis, type 1 diabetes, even glioblastoma brain tumors can be cured with nicotine. So I took the audiences through why all governments, including those owned by the Parliament of the UK, that being New Zealand, Canada, and Australia, why all the same countries have now national health agendas to eradicate tobacco and nicotine products from all their countries by the year 2030. And this is a big deal, and it's all brand new. It's all been since the Watch the Water documentary that dropped 2 years ago. Within 1 month, all the countries, including America, announced new national health agendas to take tobacco access and nicotine access from all their citizens by the year 2030. There is nothing else being assaulted in nature like nicotine is right now, globally. And so they want to make sure nobody is trusting nicotine. It was a miraculous antidote for so many during COVID. Those who smoked, those who used snuff were actually the most protected from their bioweapon. And that got in the way of their agenda, which was an injection in every arm agenda. That was the whole agenda the whole time. So make everybody sick with frequencies, make everybody sick with venoms, make everybody sick with their vaccines, and then sell them all hope through those vaccines. When in reality, they're just poisoning us with frequencies and with physical poisons around the world, and then lying to all of you about the nutrients God put in plants that are protective to you. So one of the things I actually shared with the audiences there and made them all raise their hands. I was like, look, I don't live in the UK. How many people here struggle with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and MS? How many of you know people that are struggling with that and coming to your EES centers? And how many of your loved ones that you know are diagnosed with those things have had neurologists, rheumatologists prescribe nicotine patches or nicotine gum to your loved ones? And if they haven't, why not? And why is it they're not telling you about nicotine-rich vegetables like eggplants, tomatoes, celery, bell peppers? Why aren't they telling you that those plants provide an ingredient that is a nutrient? And just so y'all know, I don't know if y'all know this. Did y'all know all things nicotine? It is published. Of all effects of nicotine, it has far more anti-inflammatory benefits than it does pro-inflammatory benefits for every condition on earth. So those are things that are published and what I took there. So that was very exciting. And I have to say, the most exciting thing that happened, two things. The most exciting things that happened were two things. Each day I was there presenting, I was told that my presentations, they were very excited, lit up the audiences and brought information they had never heard before and was super exciting. So that was thrilling. But what they also said was, please go tell your doctors in America that are part of the Healing Age for the Ages team, make sure they all know that we love them. And they would name them you all. Dr. Group, Dr. Schmidt, Dr. Ely, please tell them all that we love them. And we're so supportive of Healing for the Ages. Can't wait for the next one. It was very, very exciting. But the number one thing, an MD that was sitting in the first presentation on day one came up to me on day two after my presentation and said, with a whole group of people asking me questions about all their health problems and all their stories, in this 5-minute break, this guy comes up behind me and he's like, Dr. Artis, he's probably in his 70s. Dr. Artis, yesterday's presentation that you did on health and all the various topics you covered was the greatest presentation I've ever heard on health in my entire life. And this is not a joke what he said. Holy crap. Every time you said, oh, medical doctors in the room, you relied in medical school about this and you relied about this and you can't blame the MDs. I kept saying, don't blame them. They're just rehashing the same lies they were told in med school. You can't hold them guilty. They are just repeating everything they were told. All of us are repeating what we were taught in our vocational schools. MDs are no different. But every MD out there, I have to start with all of you lying to all of your patients that salt is bad for them. Yet every single one of you are telling your patients to avoid salt because it will increase your risk for heart attacks and strokes and high blood pressure. But you also know, every single one of you, that if one of your loved ones has a stroke or a heart attack or has high blood pressure at stroke levels, the first thing you're all going to do is pump that person full of 9,000 milligrams of salt, and you call it fluids and saline. I would like to ask you, if salt is so bad for you, why is the first thing you reach for 9,000 milligrams of salt, which is actually 5 times what the national health system in Britain tells you to consume every day? And it's 4 and 5 times what the FDA and the AHA say in America. Why is it the first thing you reach for is 9,000 milligrams of salt every time, 100% of the time, no matter what your disease state is? And why does everybody feel better the moment you give them salt? It's because you've created a whole society of people that don't trust salt, and you've lied to all of them. You know they're all going to show up salt deficient. And the moment you put this essential nutrient into their body, they're immediately going to feel better, and they're going to think your drugs and just being in the hospital is what did it for them. And all you did was sell them salt that you paid $2 a bag for here in Britain and in America, and yet you charge your social insurance system $300 or 300 pounds per bag of salt water for your children and over 800 pounds per bag with adults. No different than in America. I said, this is the great racket. Well, that was really cool for me. It's always really cool to have MDs come up and say to me, oh my God, we have been lied to about everything. In fact, I talked about parasites and the lies around parasites, quantum dots, smart dust technology, filtering our water systems. I talked about all of that stuff. Frequencies, 5G towers, went into all of that. And man, it was really exciting to watch medical professionals be awakened when you use common sense in your presentations, when you give them, you know, parables or anything that can resonate truth from a story that makes it super the complex seem very, very simple. And there's something I read in a book a few months ago, that truth is always understandable. I love that quote. truth is always understandable. And the truth is, when you hear a lot of scientific jargon being presented to people and it doesn't make sense, it's because it's all made up crap that the scientific community is trying to sell you. They know stuff more than the common sense that comes from truth. Truth has always been very simple, but in medicine, they have figured out they can create massive amounts of mystery by making your specific symptoms seem very complex and not easy to solve. It is very easy to do that when you never are taught the underlying cause for diseases is primarily nutritional deficiencies that are triggered by a myriad of things. But if you never learn that, in fact, I got up there on stage. Let me just say it here and I'll wrap up my comments about London. There was a medical doctor in the audience who actually put his head down in the middle of my presentation because he didn't want to hear anymore of what I had to say. And this is exactly what I said. The moment I saw him put his head down after shaking his head every time I'd say something, he puts his head down and I said, I have a question for everybody here in Britain. You actually call your Navy soldiers Limeys here in Britain. You know why you do that? I'm going to actually talk about something that destroyed and killed millions of mariners and seafaring military personnel all over Europe. They killed over 2.5 million people. And that condition was called scurvy, a disease no one could figure out that was causing people to die. What was amazing was, is pillaging pirates figured out that if they landed on islands that had fruit trees and they made sure every single sailor and pirate ate at least one orange or one lime or one lemon every day, they would never die and they never got scurvy. So they could pillage all the other ships that had all dead people on them who had scurvy. They figured out the cure was inside a fruit, but it took science years and decades later to figure out that in every orange and every lemon and every lime was 10 milligrams of vitamin C that was the cure for scurvy. And I looked at the audiences and I said this, my last statement for all of you in the first presentation is this: you have all been lied to. You have all been told that the vaccines as a part of your social healthcare system keep the people in your community protected from other viruses and stuff that they would be susceptible to if you weren't getting vaccinated yourself. I would like to destroy that narrative for all of you. And any MD in the audience, this is what I said, and any MD out there, I want you to listen to me and pay attention to me. I want you to name one damn symptom and one damn disease that is caused by one drug deficiency. Name one. One disease, one symptom, one fever, one cough, one chill, one death. Name it. One symptom, one miscarriage that is caused by a prescription drug or vaccine deficiency. They do not exist. And then I said this, and for all of you wondering, if you want to know why it is they called all your military sailors limeys, it's because one lime a day kept them from dying from a scourge called scurvy that killed millions and millions of people. Now, I would like to ask any medical professional in the audiences. This is what I said. Now, I'll wrap this up with our audiences here. Looking for Healing Radio team, this is what I said. How many of you believe that in the days of scurvy, that people on those boats were being told, as long as someone on the boat is eating a lime or lemon or orange, the rest of you will be protected from scurvy? How many of you believe that those individuals would be told, when you go home, only you, husband, eat the orange, and as your immune system is being bolstered against scurvy, it's going to protect your wife and all your children, but they don't have to do it. No. The idea that vaccines protect the community is a falsehood, and you can find it in the evidence of scurvy. Everyone who ate the vitamin C was protected in the oranges. It isn't you eat the orange, it protects everybody else, but that's the damn lie they want you to believe about vaccines. Vaccines do not protect anybody other than those they're telling you to receive it. Do not believe this. If you vaccinate yourself, you're protecting other people. That is bullcrap. Don't buy it. It's like saying, as long as I use my umbrella in the rainstorm, no one else has to use one. It's weird, and it doesn't even make common sense. So keep your family healthy. Foods are always the provider. Nutrient deficiency is what leads to the symptoms and disease and death. It is not drug deficiencies or vaccine deficiencies. I'm out. Anyway, he changed his tune. He sat up, right up. just looking at me. Yep. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck beating that narrative. All right. Anyway, I'm Dr. Artis. Are we out of time, Dr. Ely?
Yes, sir. Let's go to break.
We're going to be right back after these messages. Stay tuned. It's going to be exciting, even more so on the other side. Here we go.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news. A place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The wellness company is offering the Signature Series Spike Support Formula. The wellness company supports this formula because it's designed to remove spike protein from the body. The Spike Support Formula is designed to help the body catabolize the spike protein, begin to remove it through its natural mechanisms. So go to twc.health and check out the Spike Support Formula. You can use our promotional codes or go through our banner bars on our site to get promotional codes and discounts on your purchase.
All right, welcome back, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio with Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Janice Schmidt, Dr. Henry Ely, and the prestigious Nicola Burnett out of Vegas, who's just come back from, you know, Europe, you know, where all the cool people are. They don't have all the cell phone towers trying to destroy their brains and telling them to kill themselves and hate their lives. Thank God. Welcome back to America. I'm glad your first 24 hours were full of joy, peace, and love. Still grounded from your European travels, I'm sure. All right, we're going to discuss topics here, I believe. Let's just tell the world that this episode is being brought to you by healingfortheages.com. You better just go there, get a hold of the calendar, see when our next masterclass is, which is April 24th, and stay abreast of when our next dates are for our conference virtually and in person in September. There's lots of stuff going on there at healingfortheages.com. All right, so last week I was not here. I was in London, and I missed out on a topic discussion. Do we want to pick a topic for this week to discuss, all four of us, of how we would start the process of addressing healing or the strategies to implement healing techniques or principles? Anybody got a hot topic?
Well, I think we've been talking about EMFs the whole time. I'd love to hear from Dr. J on, because I think she's all over something that we need to spool up a little bit more, which is what can we put into our bodies to work with Mother Earth, as so that we and Mother Earth together become the best shield. I have that in quotes. You can hear my sarcasm with it. The best shield we can possibly be. What do you got, Dr. J?
Well, there are lots of things, and the closer you eat to what God has made, the better you will feel and the better your body will be able to fend off the bioweapons. But also detoxing, like regularly detoxing and having your body as fine-tuned as you possibly can. The one thing that I'm implementing often now is ginkgo biloba. I'm starting to grow it. It's starting to come in. I'm growing it for the bees. I'm growing it for us. And I don't know what's going to happen with the bees, so we'll see. But I know for us, I found study after study after study that showed, one study was actually with rats, and they were monitoring their brain activity with Wi-Fi and away from Wi-Fi and then with ginkgo. And every single time it protected it. Every time their brain was protected when they had ginkgo in their body. So I found so many more. I found some human studies, and I've just been, you know, putting the extract in my drink, in my tea. And I've noticed that I don't get the headaches so much when I've been on my computer, even though I have grounding mats and I have shungite, like Nicola, like we do all kinds of things. There's still We still feel it, still being bombarded. But I felt so much better. I feel still feel like more bright by the end of the day. Like my brain's still clicking away. So where before I kind of felt a little sluggish and just thought, oh, well, it's just the end of the day. But no, it was just the constant, you know, bombardment of the EMFs. So I feel like it's making a difference, and I'm doing some more research on that. And of course, I always say bee pollen, because that's just going to help your body be strong and protect you from the blue light that often comes from our devices.
Well, you better keep taking that ginkgo biloba, because the rest of the world needs a bright, shining Dr. Janice Schmidt. At least I do. So you better keep taking that thing. We need your mind working, girl. We need you wide awake. That's really awesome. How about you, Nicola? What's your recommendations for EMF besides going to Europe and moving there?
Sleeping in a tent.
I'm sleeping in a tent. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the earth.
Got it.
I do love iodine. Grounding is the best. Yeah.
Yeah. And iodine is another thing that comes to mind. Yeah.
Yes. That is getting rid of those halogens, nourishing the body. I like that.
Yeah. And you know, something that just my mind went to, Jana, when you were talking, one of the things that was really interesting, I have a long history of being exposed to toxic black mold just in places that I have lived. And one of the things that I noticed when healing from that is that I would do all the things, right? I would detox, I would ozone, I mean, you know, just do my regimen. And the minute I would get exposed to a pretty high exposure, like flying on a plane or sitting in a car with somebody on a phone, whenever I was kind of trapped and had a high exposure, it seemed like it would just undo a lot of the work that I did. And it literally within 30 minutes, I could feel infection rates rising in my body. And the other thing, sugar. Instant trigger for growing microbial organisms just go nuts with that. So again, Jana, thank you very much for the advice. Eating as close to the earth as possible, and just, you know, do what we can to shield and ground until we can just tear these damn things down.
I'm going to digress just a little bit, because my show this week was with a home health expert, Caroline. Let me see if I can remember her name. I think I wrote it down. Caroline Blazovsky. Does anybody know her?
I do not, but I should.
She's been in thousands upon thousands of homes and helped people. She's detecting radon and you know, EMF dangers and mold and just chemicals. And she tests not only the home, but she tests the people and she gives people information. She told me some amazing stories. I'm like, tell me some of your most amazing stories. And they were incredible, the things she was discovering. She's having a whole healthy home summit. It's free. It's April 22nd. And in the link to the article from my show this week, you can sign up and you can listen. And she has 42 experts, and these are incredible people that really know their stuff. There are some people talking about EMFs and then of course radon and mold and other things, because you can detox and do all kinds of great things for your body, but if you don't stop some of it, you're just keeping it at bay, right? The moment you relax, it's back again. So if you can remove some of those things or identify them in your home, the place that's supposed to be your sanctuary, then that can help tremendously with your overall health.
Yeah, and I will tell you that here in Dallas, my own stepdaughter, my wife's daughter and her husband live about 10 minutes from us here in a very developed area of Dallas. They've renovated a home about 4 years ago, moved into it, and they now have just moved out of that home for many, many months because they found black mold underneath their bathroom flooring, hallway flooring, inside their master bedroom wall behind their headboard. They've been complaining about migraines for years now, and they've just moved out of the house in preparation for having the mold remediated and redone. So I've had actual friends who did not know they had black mold in their homes, and they actually died from the respiratory diseases of inhaling those fumes, mycotoxins from black mold. Another couple moved into the home. Both of the husband and wife that moved into the home, not knowing black mold was in there and was what caused the people to be sick and die in the first place that owned the home, they willed their home to their best friends. Their best friends moved in. It was on 22 acres just outside the Great Smokies National Park. Within 6 months, both of them are in the hospital They diagnosed him with like Legionnaire's disease, they thought, in Tennessee. I was like, you don't have Legionnaire's disease, weirdo. No, they had black mold. We sent out literally group from Home Depot while they were in the hospital. I ordered and called Home Depot to send out experts to their home to look for black mold. And they had black mold in their the wall of their headboards, in the bathroom, and underneath their hallways. Had no idea that's what it actually ended up causing, the COPD, chronic pneumonia, reoccurring, and final death of the people that lived there before them. But they had to move out and get it fixed. And still, to this day, they've still been there for like 20 plus years with no issues once they got the mold out. So it's a big problem.
Yeah, it is a big problem. And that's yeah. The biggest problem is, and that most of the time you can't see it. You don't know it's there.
Right. Well, and that's the thing with the EMFs. Like I remember Dr. Group showing us that that's what potentiates mold growth. So when you have a constant EMF field, it stimulates, and especially at that 60 hertz frequency that we're running. See, that's the thing that's so crazy. If you're lower than 30 hertz, it's kind of good for the body, although it, you know, that there's some debate about how long you should be running it. But if you get over 100 hertz in terms of your frequency, it's really good for the body, especially you get in sounds like the sylphagio tones and things like that. But the range that we chose was 60 here in the States and 50 over in Europe. And those are the worst choices you could possibly make for what goes on. All it does is it supports the pathogens and at the same time inhibits and destroys the cell structure for our bodies. I mean, it's like, come on, don't tell me that was by accident. You know what I mean? Don't tell me that, we didn't know. Well, how could we have possibly known?
No, they know because the Russians know, and they're doing it better, aren't they, Ely?
It's what it sounds like to me, reading through it. I mean, it sounds like we went through this whole Cold War period where any research coming out of Russia was either deemed propaganda and a lie or dismissed because, of course, the Russians are too crude compared to us, right? This whole, you know, elitism or you know, exceptionalism nonsense and stuff like that. Folks, there's just two types of research: good research and crap. That's all there is. And sadly, most of what we get now is just crap. You don't even get propaganda research. Yeah, that's all it is. It's just it's marketing and DOD. I was actually thinking this morning, I was like, okay, where are the largest sources of money on an annual basis, right? Banks, DOD with their funding that we give them, and politics, and what's the last one? Advertising, right? So what are, you're going to get the world you pay for. What are we paying for? We're paying for bankers to work hand in hand with the Department of Defense and with advertisers and politicians to control us. It's one of the most frustrating things when you finally understand like what's going on. If we don't have to pay for that world, we can pay for a world that's organic. We can pay for a world that is EMF free. We can pay for a world, you know, I'd be happy, you know, they're doing this stupid carbon tax in Canada and everything, where I've had people telling me they actually are paying more on their carbon taxes than they are on the actual gas, natural gas that they're using and stuff like that now, right? I'm like this, I'm totally fine paying for all these bastards to go away and not screw the world up. Like I would pay, like I'd probably contribute 25. If all you really want are these imaginary numbers, here, take them. I'll give you 25% of my imaginary numbers every year if you will just promise to not do anything that would kill us all under penalty of your death, right? Like if you break that, you can have 25% of everything I make. I have no problem with it. Just take it, just leave us alone and let us live our lives and enjoy what we're doing. I mean, anyway, that's enough soapbox. I'm getting off.
It was very interesting. I don't know if you knew this, but when I was in London, I learned the first day I was there that when Margaret Thatcher came into power, it was one of the greatest blessings to everybody in Britain, because when she came in, there were some areas of England that had a 98% tax, meaning the people who were working only kept 2%. And at that time, it was one out of five. One out of every two, just about, English people were not working. They didn't even see the benefit in working. Well, what were they going to be earning? 2% and give 98% back? When Margaret Thatcher got in there, she's like, we're changing this crap. We love capitalism, and we're going to drop it to 60% and 40% based on what you produce. And that's what they did. And it immediately kicked off their economy, and it just boomed after that. But her idea to reduce taxation was going to expand economics, had a huge benefit and a plus there, but I did not know that was the case. But 98% seems pretty ridiculous. So couldn't believe it. I was like, I wouldn't want to work either, man. That's ridiculous. All right. So anything else we want to talk about? How much time we got left?
We have exactly, we have about 2 minutes left in the show.
2 minutes left. Rock and roll. All right. Jenna, tell the audiences, you got 30 seconds, how much you love them and care for them and what they need to know about coming up this week.
I do love and care for them. And I had, it's funny, I had someone say something to me. I was doing a consult and they said something. They said, you just act like you care so much. I'm like, I do care. I just never knew you before today. Like, she's like, you care so much. Like, I really do. I care for everybody. And I'm trying to help as many people as we possibly can. And I love this platform and I love you all. And I love all your insight and your perspective. And I'm so honored and grateful. And I learn something every time. So I hope everyone else does too.
I did too. And keep chewing them neem leaves there, Jenna.
Yeah,
keep chewing those. All right, Nicola, 30 seconds.
Ooh, 30 seconds. Well, I'm going to back up what Jana said. I adore you guys, and it's just such a privilege to hang out with you every week. And I think I just want to say that kindness is my religion.
That's awesome.
Honestly, and the last thing I'll say is you never know what somebody is going through. I don't care what they look like, how pretty they are, how much money they have. Just, you know, assume the worst and treat them with incredible respect and kindness and honesty and truth.
Well, that I've actually said that my whole life. Just be great for everybody else on earth. And then everything else takes care of itself. Just be great for others. Assuming we would all like people to be great for us in return. So just be great for other people. Be considerate. I love those messages. Great. Dr. Henry Ely, what's your message for the world?
Man, I'm grateful that you got out there to a whole new group of folks and that you got back safe. You and Jane got back safe, you know. I'm grateful for it. I'm excited about what we're doing at Healing for the Ages. You know, I'm excited about what we're going to talk about. We're going to set our topics for the May conference and everything. I'm just, you know, it feels like the first time in the last several years, we kept getting these glimpses of we're getting close. It feels to me like earthing, grounding is the thing that we needed to get to bring it all together. And now we get to give the body a chance to do what it was doing before the 5G towers came up. So I'm excited about what we're seeing with the early returns with everyone. And, you know, I'm grateful to everybody that's supporting us and what we're doing. It's really a blessing to have so many receptive ears. People who are interested in doing, you know, God's work with us. It's really a blessing for us.
It has been really.
And we should all move to Russia.
I don't know if I'm going to say that. I don't know if there's any place to say, but all right. Yeah. I'll have some borscht.
You should go check it out. Group field trip.
Hawaii before I go to Russia.
We've heard move to Europe and you've moved to Russia here on Looking for Healing Radio. And you know what platform we're on? America Out Loud. And we're hearing. You're on America Out Loud. Go to Europe. Go to Russia. Bring it up.
Yeah. As long as I can have my guns, I'm good. You know, so I don't know if I can have them there. You know.
Oh, you can? No, Hawaii. Yeah.
Hawaii. Yeah. Yeah. I want to go where if I can pull the trigger somewhere, I'm all right.
Well, we're going to sign off here with this Looking for Healing Radio show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the topics. I hope you found this enlightening, inspiring, and hopefully entertaining to some degree and enlightening. All right, remember, the only medicine is natural medicine because natural medicine first does no harm. Damn it. There's so much we have to unlearn, and I'm grateful to be able to unlearn it with you so we can learn something much better, something filled with love, logic, and light. Healers, you are beings of light. So remember that when you're looking for healing, to always look within first. May God, the Almighty and author of all things, shine his divine light upon us, everyone we love, all the hosts of this show, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. I am Dr. Brian Artis, and we are Looking for Healing Radio. God bless you. Tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, for more Looking for Healing Radio, Monday through Friday, every day. Bring it on. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Dr. Artis.